A little bit of internet spaceship gossip here. I'm just getting the news as I stumble up to the microphone that dear old Villy has moved Test's traditional time for their town hall to an hour and a half later than it used to be. So today, this is, as Angry Mustache points out here, pretty much the reverse of the U.S. Primary season where all of our enemies are mysteriously pushing back their town halls because they want to hear what we're going to be talking about first. It's good. I like it. I like how shook they are. There's been a lot of shook recently, and it's delightful to see. So as we wait for people to get here, Sunday, as you guys know, Elysium and conference.goonfleet.com, that is where we do our firesides. We're not going to be moving ours around. Like, if these guys want to be a bunch of little dick bitches and do their stuff later and later, because Mean Man Mitanni, or whatever it is that they're calling me at the moment, is doing something, that's fine. We spent most of the war with these guys doing their firesides and shit a full day after ours. And originally, we moved this thing to Sunday just because doing 2 hours of meetings, then a fireside, then doing a meta show was just kind of ridiculous and overwhelming for my little mitten brain. And so splitting things up into 2 days is kind of cool and good. All right. Today, we're going to do more of a Q&A style because all of our news is pretty good. I hear that the Sino Vigil has gone very well, and I'm pleased by that. Questions about have I fit my badger? Yes. All right, so let me try to get the shit under control here, because if I don't get my ADHD under control, I'm just going to sort of blither around and waste everybody's time. Let me go ahead and start with the obvious. If you tuned in to the Meta Show yesterday, we had a big CSM special where we had our Brady Bunch episode. We published the official Imperium ballot yesterday as well, which is pretty cool. We're doing the Ballot of Pure Uniness. I don't really know if you guys want to listen to another 10 minutes of herf about the CSM, because it's not necessary. What you need to do is just press the button when we post the thread that has all the automated voting things, and we'll make it as easy as possible for you to vote your conscience cleanly in the way that the state tells you to do. If for some reason you are buying external votes, if for some reason you have puppy friends that you can get access to having them vote the way that you would like, if you must misbehave, please misbehave responsibly, right? Like, we don't like having goons campaigning against other goons in any way, because it's just not the way it's done. And if you do find yourself in a situation where you're like, oh, I've bought a bunch of votes elsewhere, and I'm going to put somebody else at number one, please try as much as possible. If you've got to be a special snowflake, please try as much as possible to make sure that the ballot order otherwise is always going to be in the state's order. So don't mess around with the substitution. But if you have to substitute something because you're a special snowflake, make sure that everything else that you're doing it is following it in the order. The reason why that matters is under STV with a waterfall system, as long as the priority order is sorted the way that we asked you, things will work out all right. So I'm pretty excited about that. I'm also excited to have the voting begin. I think that's going to be on Tuesday or something like that, and then we can just see what the fuck happens. All right. It's really interesting because as this war gets to the pivot, and I believe that we are, if we haven't already hit the pivot, we're near it. Like, I think we can all smell the fear on the puppies. I think we can all see that they are shook. I think we can all see that something's changed. I don't think that this is anywhere close to over, but if they didn't have a response to us getting the 3D Keepstar online, and if they, maybe they'll hire some more mercenaries at us, that's a possibility. That's perfectly fine. Mercenaries, if they want to take money out of ProGod's like SRP budget for Test's line members, that's fine. But I'm really, really happy with the way that the war's been going. I'm very proud of everyone. Like, you glorious motherfuckers have been posting up on the walls every fucking night. And, it is work. It is work to block that out every single day in every vulnerability window to make sure, okay, we need to be here. We need to be watching the walls. We need to be getting in fleets. But you guys have been doing it. Like, I have a very chill fireside today because you guys have been fucking doing the needful, and the results speak for themselves. It's fantastic. I love it. All right. We do have a couple more Asbels coming out. They are not in 3D. They have been sort of splattered around. So please, as usual, check to the op ticker on goonfleet.com, and I'll have all of our Asbel ops on there, and we'll just keep clearing these guys out. And I think that the next ops for these are going to be in about 17 hours from now. Yep. So that is going to be a Chinese time zone or Australian time zone. It's a 12 o'clock Eve form up op for these. Then that will be tomorrow at 12 o'clock Eve. So please be around for that. There are two of them that we need to kill. These are leftovers from when FRT came into our space about 5-6 days ago or whatever and put those up. So we're going to get rid of those last two, and that will be in an op that begins in 16 hours, 45 minutes from now. All right. What do you? I can like give you guys a big war overview, but you've been kicking their asses, and so that's cool and good. There's really not too much to say about that. This is, like I say, guys, it's kind of a weird fireside. It was actually strange this week with the meetings that we were having because, you know, I don't want to speak too soon and jinx ourselves. Things are headed in the direction that I like to see. People are doing what they need to do. We are promoting talented people that deserve to be promoted, whether they like it or not. People like Robin Hood, who's now a GSOL director. Rest in piss on him. And I really have no complaints. I don't actually have, you know, again, as Vizia is pointing out here in chat here, let's not underestimate them. As we've said since the beginning of the war, you know, victory exists on a continuum between no not believing, zero unbelief, and no hubris on the high end of that. So I want us to be giving ourselves pats on the back and recognizing that we are doing well. I think that it is very significant that we are seeing Vili publicly change his tune. Vili, as of yesterday, is running around and saying that he never said any of the war of extermination things that he told Polygon about, and that, and this is very important because apparently what really mattered in the universe of EVE Online is the permission of Mr. Fourth Place, Rex Chancellor Vili, who is, if you're a great war vet, the best analog to describe Vili, if you're wondering who the fuck is this guy and why is he the way he is he's a Wish.com DB preacher. Like, if you're old school and you remember the whole 14th degree short tanto DBP shit, that's who Vili is. He's a Wish.com DB preacher. So when you see a motherfucker like that trying to walk back what he's been saying for a year and has told media outlets about how, oh, you know, it's... Oh, even Mitanni has a right to play EVE Online. Well, thank you, you spineless pubby fuck. I didn't know that I needed your permission to play EVE Online with my friends. Oh, wait, I don't. So go fuck yourself. So that's kind of where we are. That's again, no hubris. No hubris. I mean, Vili is not schizophrenic. He's just a spineless liar. Right. There's nothing too fancy about it. He's a spineless, insecure liar. And the fact that things are going to a place where he doesn't control things, where he isn't happy about the outcome, like spineless, insecure liars do, he's going to run around and lie, 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 because that is all he has got. Right. And I'm not mad. I'm not mad about it at all. I think it is delightful. I am so happy that this onion skin bitch is so insecure that he can see the way that the war is currently going. Again, no humor, no hubris, guys, no hubris. But when the guy who doesn't have a spine and is going to lie at the drop of a hat to try to see which way the wind is going, it is like a little wind vane. You can say, oh, okay, things are headed in the direction of Vili trying to deny what he spent the last year telling all of you. And I want to just sort of put this out here, guys. We're not going to let these guys forget this. We're not going to let these guys walk away from this. We're not going to let these guys walk back their comments, because if I have had to eat shit forever about things that I have said and done, then I don't see why these guys shouldn't also have to deal with the consequences of their actions accordingly, right? There is no reason why there's ever going to be a time, just like Bob saying there are no goons. The whole Vili and Piggles war extermination thing is not something that's going away anytime soon. All right. I apologize, guys. Sometimes you get a fireside where I'm all herfity blurf, 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 and I'm very smooth. But last night I was fitting out a badger for my badger run and just really, really ripped. So tonight, U.S. time zone, there might be late U.S. time zone. There might be a kind of random op depending upon where we can fit it into the schedule. There might be a really weird all ping for doing a thing, trying to make a pilgrimage to a certain system with some hookers blowing antibiotics in my hold, and should be fun. So let me take some questions, guys. First one here that is a good one to answer. Subaru Mazina asks, any comments on Matterall's recent outburst? I'm not going to touch the poop on that. And we got, you know, a couple people asking questions about that on the meta show, too. That situation happened on a day, like, my girlfriend sprained her back, right? It turned out to be not a big deal, but on that day that Matterall set his entire everything on fire, was a day where I was taking my girlfriend to the clinic to get x-rays and make sure that everything was fine. And it turned out everything was fine. But that was just crazy because, you know, I was sitting there going to read books about UFOs while waiting for my girlfriend to get out of the clinic and whatever. And then, there was just a lot of poop. And I don't really want us to touch that poop because it's something that we didn't really have anything to do with, right? Like, he's mad at us and he blew all that stuff up, but we had nothing to do with that. If they want to just destroy their entire media operation in a fit of pique, that's not really, I don't see any advantage or value in us getting our fingerprints on it, because if we get involved in that, you know, fuck fest, then they'll just say, well, the goons did it. It must be the goons. And so a lot of times, like with situations with an Olmeca or a Matterall, or I'm not gonna lie, guys, I've been stunned. One of the biggest news things we've been seeing in this last week is just our enemies melting the fuck down one after the other, in the last week and a half. And you don't necessarily know who's going to go next. I'll tell you, we're in a weird place here in this war. I'm delighted with the way that we are doing. As you guys know, over the course of this war, through many, many firesides now, from the beginning, I said that certain things would take place. You know, we would be ceding time and territory in order to get to the point where we could win a big super capital battle, and then we would hell camp them, and then we would reinforce, and then at some point, their numbers would get down to a point where we could then sweep them out of our regions, right? This is quite predictable because Vili has a very predictable war strategy, and you know it's taken a while to get us to this point. But those predictions that I made weren't really like, ooh, you know, what a prophet. You know, it's pretty obvious to all of us how this was going to go, given that. However, assuming we didn't fuck up, assuming we didn't lose, like the winning scenario, that's that. I had nowhere in my wildest predictions did I have like Matterall and Omeka Gold like take themselves off the chessboard one day within like the same week and then start talking about how I'm an alt-right guy. Like this is just I expect, let's put it like this, guys. I expected that Pispy and Sappy and whatever whatever playground nickname we're gonna throw at them today that makes them cry, I expected them to freak out when they started losing the war. But I didn't expect this level of screeching or meltdowns or anything really until we started actually taking our space back, right? Like, I certainly didn't expect like Olmeca and Matterall to set themselves on fire. So that's why I think we should just let it be, right? I'm addressing it on the fireside because I'm not going to act like it didn't happen. But I don't think, you know, they're doing a damn fine job basically blowing themselves up. So. I need to check my notes. How do we get how do we keep from being complacent and giving Sappy a window of opportunity? That's a good question. Join fleets, join fleets, join fleets, join fleets. One of the things that is important is as things shift in space, you're not necessarily going to get a telegraphed, you know, written out invitation to join the things that are happening, right? So stuff's going to happen in fleets. You need to be in those fleets to see the stuff happening. And that's basically it. Like, we're not going to sit here with our thumbs up our asses. You guys were on a fucking crazy ass kill frenzy last night. Like, I was blasted off my ass trying to remember how to fit out a badger in a way that wouldn't get it fucking nuked until whatever last night. But in that process, I just, you know, it was just, you guys were op after op, you know, just kill frenzy after kill frenzy. Like, it's really good. Like, the way that we don't get the hubris is when you have them starting to falter, when they are shook, this is where you guys know what I'm going to say. This is where we twist the knife. If they are down, we keep punching downward. They got the entire galaxy together to come and kill us. And this is very important, guys. They got the entire galaxy to come and kill us. And what they are doing right now is that they're doing their best to try to say, gosh, now that goons and friends are not losing, I mean, I don't want to say that we're winning, but I want to say that we're currently not losing this thing, which is great in a defensive war for our survival itself, right? Like, not losing is pretty much fantastic as it stands. And I'm confident saying that right now at this moment, we are not losing. But what these guys want is for us to go, oh, gosh, well, now that you guys have posted up to the gates of fucking Mordor with your like grand army of puppy, like these all of these nerds, instead of actually storming the gates of the fucking final defense or whatever, They basically just sat down outside of our walls, set themselves on fire while crying to the mods or crying to the devs or crying to somebody instead of storming the fucking castle. We're here. This is our final line of defense, right? Like, this is it. This was the whole thing of Fortress Delve, is to bleed them out, get rid of their participation down to a manageable level, win a big-ass supercap fight, play for time by hell camping them for as long as we could, blow up as much as we could, and then get them. Here it is, the fucking defense of Terra. There's the Imperial Palace. There are the walls. This is it. And we are posted up against those walls for fighting for our survival itself. And increasingly, we are seeing these guys just blow up and cry, you know, mods or devs or somebody about, gosh, somebody won't make the, somebody make the mean goons, like, go away? And the answer is no, nobody is going to make the mean goons go away. And as we have them at our mercy currently, or when we do, because we don't always have them at our mercy, but in those circumstances where these guys are vulnerable, we are not going to pull our punches. We're not going to pull our punches because they could still rally. Like, if we have a big fuck up, if we screw something up in some sort of catastrophic and goony way, which is something that we periodically do through our history, shit happens. The game is EVE Online. So stuff could go wrong. And one of the reasons why we have to take this shit so seriously, even if Vili is saying, well, even the Mitanni has a right to play EVE Online, is that the moment that things turn in their favor again, they are going to go right back to talking a war of extermination. You are all awful people and you should not be allowed to play with each other. Apparently, the new line is that we are supposed to keep playing EVE Online, just not with each other, because each other is toxic and bad. But if we just break up and distribute into a whole bunch of random pubby renter corps, then that will be okay to the Council of Wardens. So, you know, we always look at the actions of the puppies, not their words, and their actions are always kill the goon, kill the goon, kill the goon, kill the goon. So when we have an opportunity to punch downward and twist the knife, we should be doing it at every opportunity. So it's not just join the ops when you see a screaming all caps ping, man the walls. Join the ops when it seems like, hey, there's a Jackdaw fleet going somewhere. Hey, there's a some sort of fleet going somewhere. Get in those fleets. Some stuff might happen. It'll be interesting. At the very least, we're killing the shit out of these guys, so keep on doing that. Do I have an estimate from finance team on the total number of Plex played to Reddit Swarm posters? Reddit Swarm is a critical part of our infrastructure. I want to let Reddit Swarm know that I'm very, very happy with the work that you have been doing. Of course, we cannot officially acknowledge the existence of Reddit Swarm in any capacity, but I understand through some of our black programs that the technology has advanced significantly.
Can you not talk about this in public, please?
Oh, yeah, sorry. I've already said too much. My apologies. But I think your most recent payments should be caught up, guys. Alrighty. There are questions about iFed. That is a big drama. We're not going to be talking about it right now because some of that is classified. One of the things I've noticed involving every situation where a corporation leaves test, the first thing that happens from test is everyone who was involved in that corporation is publicly declared to be a terrible human being. And they go, they really weren't in very many fleets yesterday because they were apparently all on our Eve talking about how awful iFed is and how awful this Kilo Alpha guy is and how terrible, terrible, terrible that they all are as people. And how dare you, sir? How dare you? It's pretty much more pearl clutching as far as I'm concerned. There are some aspects about that whole situation that we're not going to be talking about in this phase of the war, but maybe we will later. So that just goes under the it's classified category. But it is interesting to me that every time someone leaves test, look what happened when Siberian squads joined us, right? It's the same pattern. And especially when you see people, some of the usual suspects on the test side getting up there and just clutching their pearls and pointing their fingers and on their fainting couch and, gosh, look at this. Here's another example of how toxic and vile Gunswarm is. This, who could do such a thing? And it's the same shit every time. Like, these guys, our enemies, are desperate to play the fucking martyr. Their favorite position is on their fucking fanning couch. And it's funny because they're constantly calling me like some sort of alt-right guy when everybody knows, if you ever looked at my Twitter back in the day, that I'm like a screaming Bernie Sanders psycho, or at least I was, whatever. These days I'm mainly high and thinking about war and aliens. But anyway, you know, if these guys want to, you know, every opportunity that they have to be able to nail themselves up on a cross, and be snowflakes, right? Again, I'm not an all-right guy. You guys know me, but it's really funny getting up here. And, you know, the only thing I can say is look at these thin-skinned snowflakes that when things are going their way, they want to talk about how you guys shouldn't be allowed to have each other as friends, right? Like, I'm the figurehead guy, so they're all herfety-derf the Mitanni. But what's really going on here is that they're mad that you're having more fun than they are and that you're hanging out with people that they didn't approve for you to hang out with. Because apparently, in the extremely addled and weak mind of a failure like Villy, the puppies genuinely believe that they are entitled to tell all of us how we play EVE Online. And so now Villy backing off his whole war of extermination thing, or trying to, we're not going to let him, becomes, oh, well, it's okay. Villy and the Council of Wardens have determined that now that we have been kicking their asses, that maybe we have permission to play EVE Online together. It's a bunch of fucking snowflakes. Like, the thing is that these people, they genuinely feel entitled to dictate how we play EVE Online. And the whole reason why they're here at the gates of our final fortress is because they're butt blasted that we refuse to play by their rules. And fuck them. We're never going to do that. The whole point of Goonswarm is not dealing with this pubby bullshit. Like, fuck all that noise. Alrighty. I'm just kind of riffing, guys. Like I said, I have been, like, talking to staying up really late and making piss coach jokes a lot and getting really high and annoying everybody lately, because it's been a lot of fun. I've been enjoying the hell out of myself. Like, it's nice to finally get us to this point in the war. I don't want to say hubris stuff and that, you know, things are not going to get difficult again, but I'm really happy with the way that you guys have been kicking ass and taking names. Like, it is profoundly This is treading dangerously towards a feeling, especially for somebody like me. But it's kind of, dare I say it, it's kind of heartwarming to watch the way that you guys leap into fleets to fucking dunk on these nerds, right? Like, you know, over the course of this war, remember how it was back in the start of this thing, how long it took us to, you know, get people used to dealing with platforms and things like this. Now I can be like, all right, motherfuckers, here we go. Another day, another dollar. Let's man the fucking walls and dunk some puppies. Do what we got to do. And then when these motherfuckers come at us and they flashform, you know, we are counter flashforming more than they are flashforming themselves. Like, they pinged like four different alliance sectors of Sappy yesterday in order to try to get like 80 Munins in a fleet led by Securitas Protector, with a 20-man Jackdaw group and a 10-man Kiki group. And you guys just fucking sledgehammer those guys, fuck off style, one after the other after the other. It was beautiful. It's fucking beautiful. I love it. Keep doing what you're doing, guys. It's working. I love it. Just more of this, all of it. And, you know, this is another thing, like, especially when you're dealing with, I want to make a note here. This is serious business here for a second. I want to make a note here for people that are in SIGs and squads or other irregular groups, as things, you know, as there are objectives that may be outside of the 1DQ1 constellation, if your squad is going off and doing something with subcaps or something, and you're worried about removing stuff from the defensive area of the 1DQ1 constellation, please just get used to having your carrier and your supercarrier alts active, right? Like, if you're part of a secret mission to go do something somewhere and you're like, oh shit, but am I going to be able to man the walls? If you can keep your carrier and your supercarrier alts manning the walls while you're doing a subcap thing elsewhere on some sort of secret squirrel thing, which may or may not exist, that's awesome too, right? Like, one of the things that's really important in the whole 1DQ1 constellation defense concept is fighter screens and 3D on the EV gate and on T5 and 1DQ1. So if you are off secret squirreling on something or other, if you can make sure that your carriers and your super carriers are always there and ready to fire up the wood chipper when we call for it, we will appreciate it. Alrighty. Shout out to all of our bomber FCs dropping every day. Reminding the puppies that Delva's safe. Yes, Delva's perfectly safe. And I want all of our enemies that are listening to this fireside to remember that everything that I'm saying on a fireside is a lie. Delve is perfectly safe. Please keep on docking your carriers and your orc walls. There is nothing to be worried about at all. Goonswarm have been reliably informed by Redline 13 or whatever his name is that Goonswarm is not a threat. So presumably, I guess the Imperium as a whole is not a threat and we're contained. Delve is safe. Please undock your fancy toys. Quirius is also safe. Talked to a friend yesterday. Here's a question from Sora, and this is something I love. Talked to a friend yesterday, and he mentioned the fact that we don't visually hold space, so we've lost. Any comments on that kind of thought? I love people that think that. I think that the "you have no space" stuff is one of my favorite aspects of this war, because if I mean I can either, do you guys want me to just like shit on this, or do you want me to actually just like actually address this? I'll do both. I'll address it and then I'll shit on it. Okay, how about that? You know, Goonswarm, one of the reasons why our enemies always underestimate us is that they believe in this sort of bizarre world vision that they have of us, because since they haven't been on the inside of the Imperium and the way that we do things differently here, they tend to project their views of themselves on us. So Omeka Gold is a great example of this. For the years in which Rorqual mining at scale was the optimal way to do things, you know, Olmeca and all that crew were saying that goons are a bunch of harmless crabs and all they want to do is suck spot all day. The reality throughout our history, if any of these people had ever cracked a copy of History of the Great Empires 1 or 2, you'd find that we will do whatever is optimal in the video game EVE Online to do whatever it is we need to do in the video game EVE Online. So some years that's Rorqual mining at scale, some years that's doing whatever the fuck else. And as it stands right now, because of the way that CCP has repeatedly nerfed NullSec to fuck and back, we're in a situation here collectively, and I say, you know, this isn't just us, this is everybody in NullSec as a whole, is dealing with the fact that CCB scarcity stuff has made a lot of NullSec income generation, which used to be like a real thing, suboptimal compared to HiSecs, Abyssals, or you know, HiSec mining, Abyssals, Incursion stuff in HiSec. There's a whole bunch of things in the wealth generation meta that has moved away from NullSec. So it would be a very different matter if we were 2 years ago when we were down to our last constellation. But in the current scarcity circumstances where Titans are costing, what, like north of 250, 300 billion ISK, and like NullSec has just been repeatedly sledgehammer nerfed, great. So that's the other thing is also this is how we planned our defense. Like, it doesn't really matter whether we like it or not. We've decided that we were going to keep our strategic power, right? Our power really comes from you guys. Our power comes from the fact that we are bonded to each other as a tribe and that we keep doing this and we keep playing together. They can't stop us from playing together. It doesn't really matter where that is. And after M2, like, I think it's delightful. I think it's, you know, if they want to think that they are well and truly beating us because we have posted up on the walls of Constantinople with the biggest Titan and super fleet the galaxy has, because we blew, increased the gap between us and them and M2 by blowing up way more of their shit than they blew up of ours. You know, if they want to think that the goons are at any moment now going to go to Saarinen, that'll keep them here for a long time. And I think it's to our interest strategically to keep them here for as long as they are willing to get bled out by us, right? That's one of the reasons why I was talking about this last week, about how T5ZI Keepstar and YZ9 Keepstar are going to be the last Keepstars that we blow up of theirs. We are not going to touch their Golden Bridge of Retreat. And also, I think that T5ZI has done a great deal to help us win this war in the same way that ProGod Legend has done a great deal to help us win this war, right? Like, we found out about this war early because of ProGod Legend. And the lack of tactical distance between us and our enemies in T5ZI keeps our guys increasingly riled up. It is a massive, like, it's like a daily tick of negative expected value on the enemy side, as long as they're in T5ZI. So if they're willing to stay here because they think that we are down to our last constellation and that they have us right where they want us, fucking great, because it means that we can dunk more puppies. Okay, question here from Ranchi, which is, apparently they think that we are the blue donut now. Can you explain it to them so that maybe when they listen to the Fireside, they will figure it out? Also questions about people wanting to buy war bonds just because. Here's the thing about puppies when they lose. It, you know, and I know that, I hope that you guys all know this, is it doesn't really fucking matter what they say and what their arguments are. Like, they are obviously willing to spin and lie and accuse us of spinning and lying when we have receipts for all the shit that they said. So, you know, it's just projection. That's what it comes down to at the end of the day. They have literally blued 103 alliances and are looking to potentially hire mercenaries in order to get more alliances blue to come to try to get us to not play EVE Online with each other. And they will say whatever dumb shit comes into their little puppy minds. And if they think 103 Alliance is blue is a reason why we, you know, one of the reasons why I love the Serenity Alliance Please Ignore thing, the sappy stuff and all of the Blue Donut stuff, is that these same people for years have accused us all sorts of shit, but particularly us wanting to be a Blue Donut or Serenity or, you know, setting up renter empires or all the sort of stuff that they actually want to do. And if they didn't scream and cry so much about it whenever we called them a Blue Donut or made a reference to Serenity Alliance Please Ignore, we would find something else that aggravated them, because they have vowed to annihilate us and drive us out of the game. So fuck them and fuck their feelings. Like, who cares? But it turns out that that is something that genuinely causes so much cognitive dissonance for them, because it should. These same people have howled about how Blue Donut is bad and how goons are the Blue Donut. And then here we are down to our last constellation posted up on the walls of fucking on the walls of Constantinople, waiting for them to come. And they are literally on the SOV map, a gigantic blue donut. And they're telling us that we're the Blue Donut. That's because they are little bitches that can't face the truth. That's because they have gotten themselves into a situation now where they are realizing that they spent a year thinking that they would get to this point. They spent a year telling you how much that you sucked, telling me how much that I sucked, all of this. And they are coming, some of them, not all of them, but some of them are becoming completely unglued. Because, I mean, I think a good example of this is dear old Marcus Murphy, who's my favorite puppy, and I hope he doesn't break for a little bit so we can keep him around. But in the case of some of these guys, like, they have had a hate boner for us for like 15 odd years. Like, some of these guys are like old school Great War loser vets, and they genuinely spent the last year getting us up to the point to the gates of 1DQ1. And I think it's fantastic. I think that the walls of 1DQ1 are a situation where it is the worst possible place for Sappy to start losing the war, right? Like, if we had blown these guys the fuck out, and we couldn't have because they had 3-1 numbers on us. Remember, there was a time where these people put 3,000 or more dudes in fleets regularly, right? There was a time where our enemies, who are weakened warriors, primarily weakened warriors, if you remember, they could get way more numbers on weekends in general than us, and they would get all of their gang together, and Saturdays in particular would be one of the worst possible days. I don't know if you guys remember that, but at the start of this war, weekends were kind of scary. At the start of this war, the enemy could form more than one hack fleet between them on a Saturday night. Yesterday, like, that was such a mindfuck, because I was like, I've been getting used to watching us just dumpster these guys night after night. And then last night, I'm like, oh, great. You know, look, everybody's doing really good. Everybody's happy. It's a kill frenzy. We're blowing up so many dudes. Wandered off to smoke weed. And there I am out in my garage, huffing on my bong. And then I'm like, it's a fucking Saturday. It's a fucking Saturday. What is, like, the yesterday they got one of the bigger hack fleets they've had together. Now, again, war's not over. They could rally. Let's not fuck it up. No hubris. But let's pause for a moment to understand that yesterday was a Saturday fucking night, and they could barely get one hack fleet together under Securitas fucking Protector, who is, I guess, just the bottom of the barrel FCs that they're finding left to try to do this stuff. And it's just, it's stunning. So I think that it is bad for them to, if they're going to lose this war, for them to lose it at, you know, getting to the walls of 1DQ1 and then just setting themselves on fire, screaming about how goons are toxic and how, you know, Omeka Gold and Matterall saying that I'm an alt-right figure. It's just, it's unpredictable, right? And this is, if you've never been at this part of a hell war before, right? So, like, if you just haven't been in a proper hell war before, and this is your first one, we are finally, I mean, I think our guys in general have been having fun, right? Especially at the line level, like, you guys have been having fun. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here, right? Like, we would have lost the moment. Like, if we stopped having fun, you guys would not be getting in fleets and stuff. At the leadership level, it can be extremely stressful to have all of the puppies in the galaxy constantly howling for your blood and trying to destroy you, blah, 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 blah. Because of the leadership level, like, you know, we have to make sure that we don't lose. So it can be a little bit more stressful upstairs. But I gotta say, like, we're about to have some fucking fun, boys and girls. Like, we are now, as things, we keep this boulder moving in the other direction. We keep pushing this downhill back on the sappy Sisyphus. They have no idea what is coming. And I don't even mean that into like, oh, we're goons, you know, their stereotype when they'll hear this. It could be, oh, goons are going to go and they're gonna grief us. And, you know, goons are so toxic. And blah, 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 blah. Won't somebody do anything about this? God, our Eve is so toxic. Now that we're losing, our Eve is toxic. Won't somebody do anything about it? Nods! Nods! So, yeah. But, like, if you guys remember the Great War, like, they have no idea how to handle shit like People of Rise. They have no idea how to handle shit like Piss Coach. Like, the kind of stuff that we're going to be doing to these guys is a complete outside context problem for them, because the modern Eve pubby that's in Sappy is really just a weak version of the pubbies that we fought back in the Great War. Some of them are Great War vets, and that's great because those tiers are the best tiers. But these guys who are already blowing themselves up at the walls of 1DQ1 are not going to be able to just handle the dumb shit that we do when we're on offense in a hell war. And we're not there yet. I want to make it very clear. We are not anywhere at offense. And if we were, I would lie about it. But just from the faltering at the gates of 1DQ1, they're already just exploding themselves, and I think that's hilarious. All right, let me take another question. I've been running my mouth for way too long. Sorry, guys, it's a bit of a ramble today because I'm smug. I'm very proud of all the work that you guys have been putting in, and I also have a weed hangover. So let's see. Question here about a public statement about Vili or PGL is next. Test is next, right? Like, it's not about Vili and PGL. They're using Test. And also, Vili and PGL are dirty little bitches who'd probably just be happy to have the attention or something like that. I don't think Vili likes the attention. I do think that Progod enjoys the attention, but that's his problem. There's questions about Snuffed Out. Here's our policy on mercenaries, and this is just how it goes in general. If Progod is hiring mercenaries against us, then we will shoot them when they turn up. If they don't turn up, then we will keep shooting. I mean, it's just more meat for the machine, right? Like, great. The other thing in general, though, is that mercenaries, kind of like Progod Legend, love attention. And I think that the best thing to do, because, you know, their potential, the rumor is that they're going to hire 5 or 6 mercenary groups that are going to come down here, and they will beat the Goonies in a way that the rest of the galaxy has not managed to beat the Goonies. And my attitude towards it is that, essentially, if various mercenary groups in EVE Online have managed to con Progod Legend into taking their already depleted wallet, and, like, you know, they still haven't SRP'd some of the Titans from M2, right? Like, Test is in deep shit. And if they want to get together and hire mercenaries to come jump into our fighter screens here in 1DQ, then great, because that's money that's not going to go to reimbursing Sappy members. So, wonderful. I mean, I think that in a certain perspective, as long as we don't, you know, fall over and go, oh, gosh, you know, here's 40 more guys, here's 100 more guys, here's whatever, as long as we don't piss or shit ourselves and freak out over nothing, I think it's hilarious and awesome that if they're going to hire mercenaries, that means that they're going to not be paying their line members SRP with that fucking ISK. And, you know, in general, beyond that, there's no reason to, like, single any particular group out, right? Like, there's no reason to say, oh, it's this mercenary group, or, oh, it's that mercenary group, or, oh, what about these guys? Because one of the things we've noticed over the years is that, particularly when merc groups do try to get involved in LSEC wars, they do want some of the spotlight on them. Like, they want us to go, like, ooh, it's these guys. Ooh, they're special and different. Let's post about it. You know, they're just more meat that goes into the fucking wood chipper, right? It's just more Rex, as far as I'm concerned. And also on top of that, it's not a grudge thing. Like, we're not gonna be, like, holding a grudge against any of the mercenary groups that take Progod's money, because I'm confident that we'll be able to beat them. Maybe I'm wrong, but I'm confident that we'll be able to beat with them. And I think it's a very efficient way of taking money out of Test's war wallet, right? So that's good. All right, that is enough questions for now, because I've been running my mouth for almost 50 minutes. I appreciate you all turning up. I just want to say I'm really fucking proud of all of us. Like, we've been doing a fucking fantastic job. Let's keep this up. If we keep going with the effort levels that we have been, and we take every opportunity we can to punch downward and twist the knife on these bitches now that we have them shook, they are shook. It is important that they stay shook. Keep making them shook. You can smell the fear on these motherfuckers, and that's good for us. The system is working. I love it. Keep it up. Let's get back out there. And I will see you tonight if I it's not an if, it's a win. I will see you tonight for our badger run adventure. Thanks for coming.